Well, we get told a lot. Hey, you got to get, if you do not want to give more money, more tax dollars to your school district, well, you are a terrible person. You hate the kids. You hate teachers. What's wrong with you? You jerk. Well, it's emotional. But you know what you got to do? You got to actually step back and look at the data and look at how much money is actually being spent on some of your area schools. And one thing our friends at the Show Me Institute do, they're a Missouri-based think tank, is actually, you know, break down and look at data. So we've got some of the data here on what gets spent on the Missouri side of the state line when it comes to your school districts. How much is being spent? What does that mean? How much your tax dollars are going to each student on a per-student basis? Let's welcome on and say hi to Dr. Susan Pendergrass. She is with us at the Show Me Institute. She's the Director of Education Policy. So, Susan, you've got a great thing on the website here that I'm looking at right now, Missouri District Finances. And you can look in and zoom in on the Kansas City area and see how much money is being spent per student in some of these schools. And I'm looking at some of them right now, right here in Kansas City. And there are school districts in Kansas City that are getting over $17,000 per student. Is that right?
That's right. So what we did is Show Me Institute, you know, we had already built a website a couple of years ago that has performance grades on every school and district based on their test scores. And that's half the picture, right? So we started thinking, like, what about all the money that's going into that? What about comparing districts, not just on performance, but on how much they spend for their performance? And the every district in the state has to submit a report every year to the state. That's called the annual secretary to the board report. And all we did was take those board reports, combine them into a single file, which you can download on our website. And we just created a portal so that you, if you're interested, can look up a school district and literally see where every dollar went. It has over 400 lines. It has where every dollar came from bookstore sales to tickets to football games to state funding, federal funding, taxes, delinquent taxes. There's 100 or so lines on revenue. Then there's several hundred lines on where they spent it, everything from advertising to school board fees to teacher salaries to diesel, gasoline, to everything is on there because the reports are detailed. So at one point, we were going to look through and, like, pull out the more important categories, and we figured, why? Let's just throw it all up there and let you, the user, look into basically your district's checkbook and see where they spent the money, because I think it will surprise a lot of people. You know, when surveys are done, most people guess that around $5,000 is spent per student in the state. And you're right. The average is $13,000. And we have some districts that spend a lot more than that. And so, you know, we just, all we did was take their reports and put them up there because we want people, taxpayers, parents, citizens, to be able to see where this money's going. It's our money.
You know, I'm looking at this, Susan, and I see Lee's Summit School District spends almost $18,000 per student.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got folks who are trying to tell you that it's a funding problem for any of these schools. Maybe there are a couple in inner city locations in Kansas City that could use some extra funding, but Lee's Summit, almost $18,000 a student? I mean, put that in a perspective. How many parents would maybe like to spend some of that money as they see fit on their own child's education, right, versus being pigeonholed into a certain public school?
Yeah, and if you think about it, then you've got, what, 20 kids in the classroom? That's $360,000. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this, is because it's hard to understand, where'd that money go? You know, if the teacher's getting $60,000 or $70,000, there's still several hundred thousand left. Where is that money? And so every district's got its own mix, and I've already gotten some pushback on this by including everything, all the expenditures and the per student. Well, that's not fair. You shouldn't count what they spent to buy land, or you shouldn't count what they spent to heat the buildings. Well, you know, we put everything in there because it's all money that isn't spent somewhere else, and I think folks are interested. You know, every district, most districts, are carrying debt to build buildings. You got to, just like you've got to make a principal and interest payment on your mortgage, they've got to pay down the principal and the interest. And that's money not going to the classroom. But again, I just wanted to set it up so you, the user, can dig in and see completely how your district spent their money. And I think folks will be surprised by the amounts. I mean, some people just say they're not true, but we link to where they come from and the accounting manual that's used. And we literally just took reports off the DESE website and put them on a site that you can actually use.
Yeah, this is great stuff. I will put this up on my Twitter page, at Pete Mundo, after Susan and I get done talking here. I will also put it up on my Facebook page, Pete Mundo on KCMO, so you can look up your school district on the Missouri side of the state line. You know, I think that this debunks a lot of the narratives out there, Susan, about, you know, the amount of money that is spent on our kids, the money that is not spent in the classroom. I think that you guys basically debunked that whole narrative here. What else do people need to know about that side of the story? And hopefully this leads to some movement down in Jeff City.
Well, so I think folks are like, they've criticized it for including the federal stimulus money. Well, the federal stimulus money came out in 2021, 2022, there's more of it this year, and it's a lot of money. Why wouldn't we include it? Some districts are getting $5,000 to $10,000 per student in stimulus money. Don't you want to know where that's going? I mean, where is that money being spent? But you're right. You can see like how much was spent on teachers versus how much was spent on substitutes. Whatever you think is important. But you know what often happens is we just get a number from DESE that says here's the average spending per student. We don't know what's in there. And at the Show Me Institute, we're all about transparency. So we essentially put the checkbooks up on the website. You know, we put up everyone's, here's where your money came in specifically. Here's, you know, some districts. Eventually, I'm going to get around to blogging about all these interesting things. Right now, we've just put them up. But some districts take in a lot of money on football tickets. I don't know if it matters to me or not, but like student admissions to activities, plays, and sports events, some districts are taking in a ton of money there. I just kind of want to look into it because it's something I hadn't thought about. A lot of districts are paying money to other districts to send kids across lines. And, you know, we're talking about open enrollment this year in the legislative session. In the year that of data in 2021, parents in Missouri spent $1.6 million to send their kids to a school in a different district. They paid out of pocket for that. So that's something that I would really like the legislature to make available to every parent at no cost. But these are the kind of things that you can find when you look. You can ask me the questions. I'll do my best. But the people to answer these questions about how it was spent is the school boards or the school boards and the superintendents.
Yeah. I mean, I'm even looking at some of the, you know, the school districts that maybe aren't considered cream of the crop. Hickman Mills is spending almost $17,000 per student. You're telling me that, you know, what they need is more money on a per student basis and that will fix the Hickman Mills school district when they're spending $17,000 per student? It's just, you don't need to be an expert on this stuff to realize that doesn't make any sense, Susan. It does. That argument does not any sense.
That usually happens where districts at the bottom spend a lot and districts at the top spend a lot. It's sort of like this U-shaped, and it's hard to understand. If you look at Hickman Mills on the website, which is mostschoolrankings.org, by the way, there's Explore button. Get all the detail on Hickman Mills, and I don't know where that money has been spent, but if you're interested in why it's so high, you can find out because it's in all of the detail. And you know, we also have it like little pie charts broken out, like how much is on instruction, how much is on non-instruction, and how much is on support. And those things are interesting. Like, I think at least half of it should go to instruction. That's kind of the perk, right? But you can clearly look at different districts. You can also compare up to three districts at a time. And you can see like, well, okay, you know, Kansas City gets most of their funding through local taxes because they're out-of-state funding. Or you know, independents get most of their money from local taxes because they have more property wealth. We also have property wealth per student. So you can see if they're mostly state funded or mostly locally funded. If they're mostly locally funded, all these state mandates might have less teeth. I don't know. Or they might be heavily federally funded. So those are all questions that come up when you start to look at this stuff. But step one for us, and quite frankly, this is Jesse's job, not the Show Me Institute's. Step one is to get it all out there in the public arena so that all the people that are paying for this can look at it.
And what is DESE? What is DESE? Because the acronyms go over heads oftentimes.
Yeah. It's the state Department of Education. So it's the Department of Elementary Secondary Education in Jefferson City. And they're the department that, you know, they run public education in the state. And we do, of course, have local control. But it's their job to put these numbers out there. Mm-hmm. It's their job to collect data on performance and put it out there and to let folks know how, you know, the budget for DESE this year which is incredible. The budget that the legislature passed last year is $10.4 billion. That does not even include the $6 billion in local funding. That is by far the largest budget for state and federal education spending that we've ever had. And I will be looking to see how it gets spent. You know, it goes to 100 programs, but we need to follow the money. That's kind of number one, right? So that we can understand. I think George Bush said, if you don't measure it, you can't fix it. But we need to know where this money is going, because, like you said, people only ever ask for more.
Yeah.
And if it's true they need more, let's figure it out. And if it's not true that they need more, let's make sure that we're spending every dollar correctly.
I will share this on Twitter and Facebook momentarily. Susan Pendergrass, Show Me Institute, outstanding information. You can find it for yourself, of course, on the website, moschoolrankings.org. Susan, thank you as always for the time.
Thanks so much.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Right. That is outstanding.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.